Schaefer Cox was convicted of both murder conspiracy and solicitation, as well as weapons violations in 2012, and later sentenced to nearly 26 years in federal prison. His appeal, argued before a three-judge Ninth Circuit Court panel in Anchorage August 15th, took issue with how the jury was instructed in the case. It contends there's no evidence of agreements or requests to kill specific government officials. Cox's federal public defender declined to immediately comment, but Cox advocate Rudy Davis says he recently received a letter from Cox in which he anticipated the split appeal ruling. Here's Davis reading a portion of the letter in which Cox describes a split decision as illogical.
Asking my friends to agree to go murder with me. The asking is the solicitation count. The agreeing is the conspiracy count. What are the judges saying? My friends agreed to do what I never asked them to do? That's silly.
Case prosecutor, Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephen Scrocky says the conspiracy and solicitation charges are separate. Scrocky says the solicitation charge involved Cox's use of a militia security team outside a North Pole radio station, while the conspiracy charge was relative to Cox and fellow militia members agreeing to a plan targeting a list of government officials.
So to try to argue that because one fails, that the other necessarily has to fail, in other words, the solicitation failed, therefore the conspiracy failed, completely disregards that there were two separate offenses charged for two separate acts involving separate victims. So that argument really doesn't make any sense.
Scrocky says it's unclear if the appeal ruling ordering resentencing will affect Cox's jail time, as the murder conspiracy and solicitation sentences are being served concurrently. Cox is jailed at a federal communications management unit in Marion, Illinois. Cox's advocate, Rudy Davis, says Cox intends to challenge the appeal ruling. Here he is again reading from Cox's recent letter in which Cox justifies another challenge.
Because the evidence that still has never made it in front of a court proves my 100% innocence.
Davis and other Cox supporters regularly post excerpts from FBI informant recorded interviews in which Cox professed nonviolence. But prosecutor Scrocky says such proclamations were interspersed with violent rhetoric.
A Gandhi, there is a claim of a Rambo.
Scrocky says the next step in the legal process for the Cox case is a resentencing date, prior to which both sides will provide input. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.